Good morning, tangerines! Welcome to another episode of Sunny Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Gents.
That is one of the co-hosts of this Sunny Morning Tangents podcast, Danny, and I am the other co-host, Jason. Is everything coming in okay?
Yeah, I'm just surprised. I'm just surprised, dude. You just came out of nowhere like that.
What do you mean?
Did you drink coffee? Did you woke up early today?
I have some coffee. I have coffee.
Not much. What happened to your Argentinian tea?
Oh, the yerba mate? Truthfully, yeah. I just haven't repurchased a mate. The little fucking things. I haven't repurchased it because the one I had, it's made out of a real, like, calabaza, basically. Mm-hmm. Calabaza being, like, pumpkin. So it started cracking a little bit on the exterior, so it was leaking. And that yerba mate stains a little bit, so I just had to get a new one. I was actually just looked at in my pantry. I still have some yerba from the good old days. Oof! I need to get back. You're right. I need to get back to that. That really.
Yeah, I haven't seen you. You know, pretend to be messy. You know.
Never pretended to be messy. That's impossible. Nobody could ever pretend to be you messy. They could pretend to be you messy, but no one could really pretend to be messy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Good.
Yeah. So, Jason, you came with a lot of energy. Oh, sorry. I just called you up. You got me out of surprise, man.
That's okay.
Damn.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, you're right. We started a little later than we usually do. 9 a.m. So I woke up and I watched great tennis match this morning, Danny, for gold medal. Novak Djokovic versus Carlos Alcaraz, the Spanish, the young Spaniard, 21, 22, against the old vet of Djokovic. And you, of course, know, Danny, in the I think it was Wimbledon. About a month ago, Alcaraz just completely annihilated Djokovic. He made Djokovic look like a noob. It was very surprising because they went like, usually those matches could go about 2-3 hours. But this one was just like, it was quick. It was a fast match. Alcaraz put him to sleep real quick. This one was actually pretty good. No, Djokovic finished them in two sets, but it was a competitive two sets. The first set, it was 7-6 Djokovic. And then the second set, 7-6 Djokovic again. So Alcaraz was right there. He was right there. But it was Djokovic's first gold medal. He completes basically he's won in every major tournament after this gold medal. So it was a really good match. So I woke up, did that. I ate some breakfast. Just started drinking some coffee. So I guess it's just, this is what happens when I'm well rested.
It seems like it. It's just, you know. Oh, you're right. You know, he did pretty well.
And speaking right before we got on here, as journalists that you and I are, we want to fact check. We want to.
You are the journalist.
As we are, but we talked a little bit before we got on. I was mentioning to you that I did a little bit of research on the opening ceremony and the big controversy of the Last Supper. Quotes, Last Supper in quotes, ceremony display thing, and the organizer or choreographer, whatever he was saying something jolly. I think his last name was Jolly. Was saying that that inspiration for that was actually something of Greek mythology rather than the Last Supper. He says the Last Supper had nothing to do with it. He apologizes for any sort of
misunderstood.
Yeah, sure. I lost my train of thought there. He apologizes for whatever that is. You can look it up yourself, people. But it was not his intention to make it look like the Last Supper. The blue, which makes sense, Danny, as I was telling you, that it never made sense to me why Jesus was blue. Well, quotes, Jesus was blue. That didn't make sense. So he says that was actually the god of wine, which if you look up is dressed like he has those flowery things that the person at the opening ceremony.
Dionysus or something like that.
Dionysius, some shit like that. You're pretty good. A large part of it was also that there was, I forget the name for the, it was like Sequant or something like that. It was the god of river. Or something like that. Huh? I forgot. I think the one in the middle, I think the person in the middle was supposedly the god of the river, which was on the Seine, the famous Parisian river. So, you know, when he says it, it makes sense. Who knows if it's something that he's just now, like, backtracking on. But once he says it, it's like, oh, okay. That's why he's blue. That's why it's this. And then he did say, though, the reason there's LGBTQ or anyone in that sort of community in this is because France is a place of free people, where and France is a place of love and loving anybody and everybody. So that's what that was about. Huh?
Too late for that.
I think people already forgot about it, except for the Catholics and Christians.
Sure, they haven't seen. I mean, every day there's always something new every day. It's crazy, huh? There's always something new that they focus every day. If you go to Twitter or X, my bad, X.
Let's call it Twitter.
Okay, if you go to Twitter, you'll see like every day is something new. So you might be right. You know, people already forget about Dr. Disrespect and he's coming back.
You just got to stay silent enough for people to forget. Long enough for people to forget and then you come back. This is true. But I also heard that, so I don't know if you saw any of the opening ceremony, but they had the horse who was carrying the torchbearer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you heard about the horse being the horse of the apocalypse?
Yes. Yeah.
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 And I just don't understand. It's such a stretch.
I didn't see that. I just thought it was a white horse and with the torch, and I was like, okay, that's cool.
I think anyone would see that except for people who are just reaching for something to be problematic. And it's so funny, Danny, because... never mind. I don't want to go down that road.
Just say it, Jason.
Why do you antagonize me like that? It's funny because people on the right always criticize cancel culture, but they're also the ones who cancel just as much or find things to cancel. Like, they're the ones criticizing the French, and they won't use the word to cancel, but it's essentially trying to cancel the Olympic Committee because of their protests or their hatred towards all of that. So it's, I don't know, it's very hip. Like I said last week, it's very hypocritical because it's not just the left trying to cancel, it's the right also trying to get what they want. They just use different phrasings like woke.
Which you already talk about that. About the woke.
And you know what? Now that I'm here, I'm sorry, Danny. Here, there was a lot of misunderstanding with the female boxer, the Algerian female boxer. I don't know if you saw any of this.
Oh, the Khalif? Yeah, that she ends up being like, she's actually a female. She's just extra XY chromosomes.
I thought it was just testosterone. I thought she just had extra testosterone in her system, because it's just crazy how much, and people are now blaming Russian conspiracies on why it started becoming a thing. I guess she had beaten up or boxed a Russian female boxer who lost, but before the Olympics, because Russia wasn't invited to the Olympics. And then they started bringing that sort of thing up. But yeah, it was kind of weird because it really got aggregated on some of that BS that she was born a male and now a trans female. But
still, though, I mean, that girl got hit hard.
Well, it's boxing. It's just crazy to me because if it's a male boxer and a male boxer and they get hit hard, it's just like, whoa, he's just way stronger than him. But then if it's a female boxer who hits harder than another female boxer, they're going to be like, that's a man. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, she was born a female for all intents and purposes. Her passport says female. I saw a picture of her as a little girl. And this is also a country that is illegal to be gay. So why would Algeria send a trans female to basically be one of the flags for Algeria? Like, it just doesn't make sense. They want somebody who's going to represent their ideals in the Olympics because it's the world stage. So why are they going to send over somebody who is part of the LGBTQ community that they don't even allow?
I think Jason, it didn't help because there's other sports where they had, trans people competing with, the women's sports, and people were like kind of fed out with that kind of stuff
Not in the
because,
Olympics, though.
no, not the Olympics, but in other sports, the people are really like, and they're really fed up with that kind of stuff. So they saw this, I saw it too. I was like, okay, that's not fair, because when I first saw it, I thought it was a transgender,
But why?
She looks transgender, and like
I
everybody else.
disagree. I don't think she did. I think she just.
When you first see it, Jason, she does look transgender. Like, to me, she looks transgender. And then after finding out all the stuff, I was like, okay, it's not really. It's like her. It's nature that pretty much kind of like, give you a little extra push on her body, So, but at first. You can't blame. I really can't. I didn't know that she was not transgender because she looks transgender.
I think it's just a leap in logic to assume that somebody is trans in anything. Like, it's not something that I think it would, I don't know. It's just weird that people went straight to, well, that's not a woman, just because she hit a little stronger than other women. And then the boxer that supposedly bowed out at first, ended up apologizing to her. So then it's like, so why does everyone else still have a problem if the boxers she was boxing against didn't even have a problem with it?
Is
It's
it
just.
still going on? I really didn't know if it
Yeah,
was still going on.
of course it's gonna still go on because, like I said, the right is gonna cancel just as much as the left, quotes. Of course it's still gonna go on.
It's so weird now that we have right and left. It's just human beings in general.
It's ridiculous, but we could get past that. Sorry, everybody, for boring you with the politics in the morning and the Olympic politics in the morning. Olympics have been very exciting, Danny. I love the Olympics. It's a great time. It's just so hard to keep up with everything, man.
There's so many sports. It's like there's sports that I'm like, what kind of sport is that?
So many
The one
fun
with the
sports.
ball? I didn't know about the one with the
Which
ball.
one with
The
the ball?
acrobatics.
There's a ball like in half the
Acrobatics.
space.
I know. The
Oh,
acrobatics.
the one where they
Then you
like.
have to balance the ball. I was like, whoa, that's a sport? That's pretty cool. And that's pretty. I was like, how is this not like bear? Because the way they have to balance it. And the U.S. winning rugby like last week, I think it was.
Bronze. The female
Oh, it was a bronze? Oh,
yeah.
man.
The
I thought it was like.
female rugby, US rugby team won bronze. First time I think they medal in rugby.
I mean, thinking
The
about it, though,
US.
it just shows you how when the country has resources,
Yeah, I mean that's what the Olympics really shows, 'cause every country is capable, is just what do they care about? Like, obviously China and Japan, Korea, they care about their table tennis, they care about their badminton, they care about
They do care about that kind
the
of
little
thing.
tourneys. Yeah, I mean, I was just watching the badminton. There was for the gold, it was China versus Tai Pai of China, and that was really exciting, Danny. The badminton was really exciting. They're going back and forth. It's fun. It was a great time. It was a great
You
time.
know what? You know which one was great too? Oh God, I just lost my train. There was a sport that I saw and I was like, okay, that's pretty fun.
Handball.
I didn't know there was a handball. There's a handball? No, Guatemala. Guatemala with the trap shooting.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Shout out to Guatemala.
I shadow for first goal ever and a bronze medal. Goal for the women's and a bronze for the men, I think.
In that sport, yeah.
In that sport, trap shooting.
I think it might have been the first gold ever in Guatemalan history. I
No,
could be
goal,
wrong.
yeah. First, no, it is. It's just a bronze medal, but. I was
We've
just like,
meddled before in speed walking. So.
that's what I remember. Yes,
Yeah.
but it's a crazy thing that we won in trap shooting.
Just that it's shooting, like, that's just crazy to you? You would
Hey
expect
man,
Americans to win in
we're
shooting,
good at
right?
shooting. People are like making fun of like how does people are like saying like, oh, the reason why United States is not there is because we're not shooting at real people.
God damn. That's cold. Shout out to everybody in the chat right now. Might be one or two of you in there. Hi. Say hi. Talk to us. I like when chat talks to us.
Hey, it makes it come. It's like somebody's next to us.
Yeah.
We haven't had people, extra people, in a while.
Now, last week we had Adrian for a little bit, I believe. Yeah, it hasn't been a lot of people in here, but
I think because we haven't asked, and also we'll be doing it really early in the morning on Sundays.
Really early? It's 9 in the morning.
Jason,
Everybody
for other
get
people,
up,
they wake
man.
up at 12, man.
I don't know how they do it.
Me neither.
On that note, thank you everybody who joined. Don't forget, catch us live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents. Like, subscribe, follow us, give us a thumbs up. Look for us anywhere you listen to podcasts and give us the 5 stars or 4. You know what? Honestly, if you don't like us, give us a 2. We could improve. Just tell us what to improve on. I hate bad reviews, Danny. I hate bad reviews because for those who don't know, I was a cook for a little bit and I was working at a place. I'm not going to dox myself. I was working at a place, little burger place, right? It was me and Chef Brian. And it was basically our little baby to take care of and maintain and make sure that, you know, we get the best product out there. And sometimes we would get reviews on Yelp. And one of the reviews, it would be like you would want a well-rounded review of like, I like this because of this, that because of that. I didn't like this because of that. But they would go from like 5 to 4, it would say 4 stars because they're not open when I want them to be. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? That's a stupid-ass review. I just think that's a dumb thing. Like, criticize it, sure, but the review should be based on the food, the service, the cleanliness, things like that once you enter, not from the outside.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's funny, actually. I'm sorry to go off on that tangent. Lots of tangents this morning, Danny. But you know what's going to keep us on the right, gent?
Jason, you great decision. I love it. Keep going.
Is ranking and discussing and debating condiments. You couldn't see my screen, but I did a nice little transition into that.
Okay. Salt and pepper?
No, it's not a condiment. I pulled up this tier list on tiermaker.com.
Hold up. I saw this video where somebody asked, like, okay, give me a condiment, and she said garlic.
You know, I went through a few of these. I went through a few of these pre-made tiers because Lord knows I don't got time to make my own tier. People upload these images themselves. I'll let them do that job. And some of them were putting salt and sugar and pepper, things like that. I don't think that's a condiment. I'm not gonna look up what a condiment is, but I'm just gonna assume it's not.
You know, if I were me, Jason, I would have added like you know some Mexican stuff over here. If I find pictures of Mexican,
they got Tostitos condiments. Salsa. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure, okay.
We could have Tostitos represent your Mexican salsas that you were talking about.
You know what's a good salsa too?
What's that?
The Guatemalan green salsa.
Ah, pica más.
Pica más.
Yes, sir. That is a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I put Diana on that one. Big fans. Elite 503 says no tapatio salsa. Tostitos will represent the Tostitos salsa picante will represent tapatio, Valentina, all of those types of. I'm missing Cholula, the superior of the three.
No, there's one. That's another one that Denise she introduced me to. I forgot
sriracha.
The name of it.
No sriracha in here either.
Oh yeah, no sriracha.
Sriracha will be represented by hot chili oil delegation. All right, Danny.
I like this. Uh-huh.
I said we get started. We're not going to be basing these off of the brands, as we see here, Hidden Valley Ranch and Heinz Sweet Relish and Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce. We're going to be basing it just off of the actual sauce or condiment of what it is. So, barbecue in general, bread's hot, or I guess that could just be like...
buffalo.
Tabasco. Red oh, that's a good point.
Red hot is buffalo sauce.
Can we throw in Tabasco in there anyways? Because I don't see Tabasco in here.
I don't see either, but Tabasco is a good one. I love Tabasco when I go eat some breakfast, you know? Put in some hash browns.
I don't like Tabasco, but we're going to get on that. Yes, last night, Danny, I prepped you a little bit on my takes. Yes, I know that a lot of people don't respect my takes. They don't like them. But it's how I feel.
Jason, we're not supposed to like each other's things, you know? Imagine how boring the human race would be if everybody liked the same shit. You know?
Simpler life. Let's get started here, Danny. with something that if you argue, basically, I don't care what you say because I'm in control. I'm the captain now. Barbecue is S tier.
You gotta do it like that. Look at me. Yeah, there. With the accent, that's right.
I'm your
that's
captain right. now. Barbecue is S tier.
Jason, I was not gonna say no. You thought I was gonna say no to barbecue?
I don't care what you say. That's my point.
Jason. Okay, well, let me tell a barbecue story. All right.
Okay.
All right. So this is a 30-year-old me just arrived to the land of the free. You know, Oregon,
France.
Oh, damn. All right. I go to McDonald's. I forgot what day it was. I don't know when. And I ordered, they gave me barbecue sauce. I dipped those little chicken nuggets in the barbecue sauce with some fries. And let me tell you, Jason, it was first love at first sight. Sight at first love. And then sight at first sight. My life opened my eyes.
Your life opened your eyes.
And then I have listen to this. Barbecue ribs. Let me tell you this. Oh, Jason.
I haven't had ribs in so long.
Oh, it was so, why don't?
It's been like over 5 years. Why don't?
Holy shit. Yeah, why don't?
I don't eat beef or pork, Danny.
Jason, but this is like once in a lifetime.
No, it's barbecue like, ribs? No.
I don't eat barbecue ribs all the time. I haven't had it for months.
We used to eat ribs kind of often.
Then go get some ribs.
No, I don't want ribs. I don't miss it.
Why?
I don't miss it.
Jason, this is the reason why you're not going to be great at FIFA. I swear to God.
Why do you?
Okay.
You know, a tangent. Where did this come from?
But what?
This whole FIFA thing. Because yesterday you guys were talking about it, but then you said even before then you guys were talking about it.
Jason, you are such a good player of FIFA. But where did this come from? It's not even a joke. It's because we're remembering the time we went to PlayStation Experience and you were kicking everybody's ass.
Everybody was like three people.
Oh no, there was more than three people.
I did not play more.
You were there for a while. You were there for a while, Jason.
Fake news.
And you were kicking people's ass, and one guy got mad at you. You remember that?
I don't remember. I remember him getting mad because he told me go easy on me. But he wasn't mad.
Look, Jason, I just know the way you play, you know, you can think really fast. You could have been such a great streamer. You could have been a competitor. You would have... Never mind, Jason. You would have so much money, and then, you know, you could still do that. Just focus yourself on FIFA, man.
I'm just wondering where this came from. Like, why were you guys talking about all of that?
Because you were such a good at... Somebody mentioned something and we were just brought you up that you're such a good at FIFA. Like, you... It's not even a joke.
We're going to move on here.
Now. Oh, wait. Chat. This is not a joke. Jason actually is really good at FIFA.
Is anyone here?
I don't know. Seriously, Elite is here, but...
Elite. We're going to move on now. By the way, I still think about how mad I would get at everyone when we would used to play pro clubs together. God, Jason, calm down.
We don't have the mentality like you, man.
So
we don't.
We're moving on here to Red Hot, but remember, we're not basing this off of the brand. This is going to be Buffalo / I don't know. We don't have to throw Tabasco here if you don't want, Danny. This could just be Buffalo sauce.
There's Buffalo sauce, and I would say Buffalo sauce is B tier. I like it once in a while. I like it when I go get my wings, but I don't want to have it all the time because it gives me some, you know, some...
Let's talk about this a little bit, Danny, because for me, that's about a C. And I was on the same boat for you at B until you said, but I don't have it every now and then. I only have it now and then every once in a while. And I was like, the only time buffalo sauce makes its way into my mouth is on a wing.
That's what I said. Yes. Yeah.
Does it deserve a B tier if it's only good for one thing?
It's still good.
It's good, but like, you know, the barbecue sauce, you put that on ribs, you dip your fries, you dip your chicken tendies, you get some chicken wings, you make Mongolian barbecue out of it, Korean barbecue, Japanese barbecue. There's like you could do so much with barbecue. Like that's why it deserves S. I didn't speak enough about barbecue, Danny. Barbecue is my favorite condiment. Like, it's unbeatable. It's the best. The only time I don't love barbecue, honestly, is Wingstop's barbecue. It's very tangy. Very tangy. It's a little more...
You're right. It's the worst.
Just, like, it punches my mouth. And it's not why I eat barbecue, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Barbecue is S tier. By the way, one of the best fast food barbecues packets, Wendy's. If you guys haven't had that one, try
Wendy's. It's a lot to have one.
Wendy's barbecue pack is pretty good. Jack in the Box, meh. The Carl's Jr. one, probably bottom of the list. Carl's Jr. barbecue is like Heinz barbecue. And
yeah.
Heinz is just basic, you know?
I think, you know what? Red Hot, I think they gave me, I said some, I think they just mentioned Red Hot, like not Red Hot, some spice condiments from Jack in the Box, and they gave us Red Hot. We haven't even used it, but yeah.
You want to stick with the B? I'm not going to fight you too much on this. It's a C for me, but I'm down to put a B.
It's a B. I enjoyed it, to be honest. I like it when they do little mix. So, for example, yesterday I went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes, not the city.
No, not the city. And they had a Buffalo Ranch. That was all right.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's move on here. That's Red Hot / Buffalo Sauce to our B tier. We're going to move on here to the most overrated condiment of them all. The most overrated. Danny, from ages about 15 to 26 or so, did not like ketchup at all. Like, at all. I just did not want any part of it.
Ooh.
From ages 26 and beyond, I'll have it. If it's there, I might dip a fry.
This is why, Jason, I recently...
D.
Denise... Oh, shit. Let me hold up, right? Because we got an outrage last time where we put salsa verde a little too low in the chips.
Shout out to Doritos. Section.
And we originally bought them, and we're like, okay, we're enjoying salsa verde, so, you know?
Do you get in fights about this with Denise? Because me and Diana talk about our rankings, these rankings every now and then. Like, she just
mentions, like, why is that so low? I wouldn't put it that low.
Yeah, sorry, we don't fight about it, but sometimes she's like, see, I have cherries in the house. I'm like, all right, whatever. She's like, and she'd be like, oh, you put 100 grand at S tier, but you never eat them. And I'm like, you're not wrong. Like, I don't. Yeah, true, but they're really good.
They're still crazy to me. Look, Jason, ketchup is a world... How do I say this? It's a world-class condiment, all right? You put it
in America.
In pastas.
It's not world-class. You know what you eat fries with in Europe, Danny? Mayo. Have you been to Europe?
No. Have you been to Guatemala? That's where they eat it to. Remember?
That's a different type of ketchup, where the ketchup over there is better.
You know what?
That's just a fact.
It's just sweeter. It's not that it's better. It's just sweeter.
Lord knows I got a sweet tooth.
You do have a sweet tooth. And it's funny that they always put it on random things around the world. And I don't know where it started, where they put it on pizzas. I don't know, because not just
my cousin.
All around the world, besides United States and Italy, they put fucking ketchup on pizza. That's crazy to me.
Sounds disgusting.
I tried it.
It has pizza sauce. That's already tomato.
Okay. Ketchup, I do enjoy my ketchup, but Denise showed me a new way to eat ketchup, which is mixing it with a ranch. You know, she loves mixing it with a ranch.
Thousand Island.
And I like to put ketchup sometimes on my sandwiches. It's talking about ketchup too much, thinking about it, it gets me a little nauseous right now. I don't know why.
Oh, I know why.
But it's still one of the best condiments, Jason. It's
overrated. Look, as Americans, typical American, everything is just revolves around America.
Okay, yeah. America. if you put in my D and I put in my B, that's going to become C.
Yeah, average. Overrated. It is average. Am I right, chat?
Yeah.
Nobody said anything in chat.
We need to give people money so they can join us. You know,
I'm not giving anybody.
So we're gonna have to buy people.
To fucking do that.
We need to buy people out with money.
No.
So they can join our chat.
So what you want? C? I thought you were gonna say A, and I'll be like, whatever.
See, if I were to even say A, you already put a D, so it's going to be a C anyway. So it's a C,
French,
which is fine to me.
French B, French C.
But you might get a hearing for other people, man.
I don't give a shit. Overrated. Oh, it's man. Overrated. It's ketchup. Like, dang. Ketchup is the vanilla of condiments. And I like vanilla, though. Don't get me wrong. I like vanilla ice cream, especially vanilla bean ice cream. But ketchup is the vanilla. It's just like, it's simple. It's plain. It's what it is. It's fucking okay. Ketchup.
Okay.
Like, if somebody's okay. Like, ooh, Danny, you're looking real ketchup today. Or if I'm like, ooh, Danny, you're looking real barbecue today. Which one sounds better?
Oh, that's not barbecue. Sounds
good. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, ketchup. All right, get it. Go.
What do you want it?
C.
Okay, that's your choice.
No. Your choice is D.
We're moving on here to maple syrup. And I say we include normal syrup in here as well. Maple syrup, the superior syrup. Let's put the full disclosure. Maple syrup, superior syrup. But I don't see normal syrup or whatever it's called, regular syrup in this. So we're going to include them together.
I like the Aunt Jemima syrup, Jason. I like the fake syrup because I grew up eating the fake syrup.
I don't think it's called Aunt Jemima's anymore. I think it's like Mills or something.
It's so... I don't like... Come on, people.
Okay, Mr. Righty.
No, Jason. It's just a memory that I had when I was a kid, you know? Grabbing the bottle, the shape was the woman.
Denise, reconsider your boyfriend over here. Yeah, Aunt Jemima's is good.
This is A, Jason. This is A.
Syrup is A tier.
Yeah.
I fucked
the reason, that. You know, it's really good. I want to say S tier because, like I said, I don't eat it all the time. I'm eating with pancakes and French toast, you know? It's not like I'll put in my other condiments.
Waffles.
You know? And waffles, yeah. You're right.
Chicken
yeah.
and waffles.
It's been a while, so yeah, chicken and waffles.
Oh, there was a point where I only wanted to get chicken and waffles whenever I went to brunch or something. But now it's like I had it too many. Now you got to slow down. Denise says she's starting to reconsider your relationship. Maple syrup, probably S. She did say that. Moving on to Prego. What is that? Just tomato pizza sauce?
No. Well, yeah, tomato pizza sauce or maybe like spaghetti sauce. I think it's just a tomato sauce.
Like, what do you dip your breadsticks?
Mm-mm.
You.
I would say B, pizza? Jason. Yeah.
B. What's your argument for B?
For B, it's because, you know, it has a lot of options. You can, like I said, breadsticks. It has pizza. You know, whenever you go get some breadsticks from a pizza place, they give you pizza, little sauces. It's pretty good. You dip it. It's pretty good. It's tomato sauce.
I do like it better than ketchup. Especially good one. Prego, not that good.
Prego is like the worst. One of the worst brands. Careful, people, with this tomato sauces because they're not good for you. They have too much sugar.
A lot of sodium.
Yeah, a lot of sodium. So it's, you know, Denise started to make her own meatballs. Whoever makes is spaghetti and meatballs.
Mm.
And she makes her own tomato sauce, which is not really hard to make tomato sauce.
Mm-mm.
Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Whenever Diana and I make pizzas, we make pizzas out of scratch. I make the dough, and then we make the pizza sauce together.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out usually a lot better than... The best time it came out was the very first time we made pizzas, and I just haven't been able to replicate it. I've also messed up the dough a couple of times after that.
Isn't that frustrating, Jason? Isn't that fucking frustrating? I have made before really good meals, first time meals, and then after that, I tried to recreate it, and I'm like, fuck, it doesn't taste the same.
It's just never the same after that, is it? Denise says it's so easy to make your own sauce. It really is. It's crushed tomatoes or tomato paste, mm-hmm. Tomato paste or crushed tomatoes or diced tomatoes. How chunky do you want it and shit like that with a little bit of sugar, some salt and pepper. I always like to put some crushed red peppers. in the pizza
that
sauce.
That sounds pretty good.
I almost always do. There's this one pepper, this Italian pepper. It's called Calabrian pepper from Calabria, Italia.
Okay.
I think it is. I don't know. Really good pepper. It could be spicy, but it has like a sweetness. Like at first.
At first touch is
like sweet. There's this place in West Hollywood called Pura Vita. That's an Italian vegan place, Danny, that we have to go to, though, because that's the first place I had a pizza with Calabrian peppers on it. And it was like, oh, yeah, yay, sweaty, but so good.
You know? Oh, that sounds bomb.
It was some of the best pizza I've had there. And
I'm down.
Oh, God.
So if it's even if it's vegan, yeah.
Dana, where you at? Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go to WeHo.
Yeah.
Just for that, yeah, okay, B is cool.
Yeah, B is cool. I think, you know, just remember, people, just if it says Prego, we're just representing what it has. Like, you know, different types.
Not the brand.
Not the brand. Not the brand. Yeah. Because, yeah. Mayo Jason, that's S tier, buddy.
S tier. Wow.
Not particularly, you know, mayo, but, you know, Jason, it's just mayo. We use it on everything. Jesus. You always want to have it on your, maybe on your. Don't tell me you don't put mayo on anything.
I like mayo. No, I like mayo. I'm battling if it's S tier. I was closer to A or B, but I'm a little closer to A.
Give me your argument then.
I think you could overdo it with mayo. A lot of these other sauces,
that is true.
I want more barbecue, you know? Like, most of the time, there's not enough barbecue. With mayo, it's like, okay, I've hit my limit with how much mayo I can put on this sandwich. Whereas, like, you're drenching, right. And it's like...
You're right, Jason. God damn it, you destroyed me with that.
No, but that's like the... That's like the only argument I really have, but I like mayo. When I was younger, and you know, at this point, I didn't like it. I said 15 to 20 something when I didn't like ketchup. It was before that. It was way before that I didn't like it. Okay, I didn't like ketchup for a very long time. So when I was a kid, and my mom made hot dogs, we're having a good pool time where, you know, it's like, let's make hot dogs, we're in the pool, blah, blah, blah. She knew to not put ketchup or mustard on my, we're almost there. My hot dog. Just mayo. Just put mayo on my hot dog. That's all I want on that, baby. I don't do that anymore, but because I don't really eat hot dogs anymore. More of a chili cheese guy myself. Chili cheese on this? It's not. But mayo, and then the mayo, you know, being in, when you get it in Switzerland, Danny, and then you get fries and they give you a side of mayo, and it's like, let me try it. And then you try it, and it's like, okay. I'm fuck with it.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know, Danny. This is tough.
We've been getting Japanese mayo. You know, little bottles.
Japanese mayo's good, yeah.
Yeah, so we've been using that. I've been making a lot of chicken salad. I love chicken salad.
So macaroni salad, potato salad. You need mayo for that, bitch. All right, let's do it. S tier, baby. I love a good macaroni salad. Sans celery. Don't give me celery in my mac salad.
You know what? You're right. It messes with the texture of, yeah, it's just like you need something soft and then
it's like I would prefer
carrots is fine.
I was gonna say carrots. I was gonna say carrots, if you want to give me something crunchy in there, give me carrots.
Carrots is subtle. Celery is just too much water in it and the taste of celery, which is not bad. It just it doesn't really go well.
Fucking crows. Were those crows?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What are we playing? Phasmophobia with noise in the background?
Oh, dude.
Did you hear that? I think it might have been crows on your head. Sorry. It threw me off.
I think it is.
Mayo S tier. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see it coming. We're going to move on to another fucking overrated condiment. It's mustard.
B or C. I'm fine with C.
It's another B for me.
It's not that I hate
F,
it.
Maybe.
It's not that I hate it. It's just I will have it. I will have it, Jason.
Denise says your neighbors feed the crows.
It is true, Jason. It is true. It's not even a lie. This is true. You should see their apartment. Oh, should I close the door then?
No, no, it's okay. It was very subtle. It was very subtle. Keep a mystery for the listeners. The one listener.
Mustard, I always have it whenever... If there's a hot dog... Competition, I was going to say. If there's a hot dog, maybe I'll put some in there. If there's some mustard in it. That's why for me it's C, because it's not like I hate it. I don't hate it. But it seems like you do hate it.
I don't like mustard. Yeah, I used to like honey mustard, but now it's just like I don't even like honey mustard at this point. I just don't like that taste, man. Fun fact, I don't know if I brought it up on this podcast, but I burned my lips. I don't know if I told you about this. So two, three months ago. I'm not going to share the story. I'll share it another time. It's very embarrassing. It was really stupid. It was just a lax of judgment, and it was really dumb. But I burned my inner lip, and it started to like turn that like white color because it was burning off the skin.
Oh, yeah.
And as you may or may not know, if you put mustard on a burn, it prevents swelling.
Yeah.
So I had to jump into action, ice it real quick, and then put mustard on it. Oh, terrible time, Danny. Not only was it burning because it was a burn, but then I had to put mustard and taste the mustard. It would drip. Ugh, I'm cool with C. Whatever. It's a D for me. I'm just glad it's not going any higher than that. This right now, Danny, I hope this isn't just a representation of what I want, because I know usually this turns into me convincing you for everything that I want.
No, but, what are you talking about?
But this seems about right. This tastes right for me.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? That's next.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? It's pesto. I zoomed in earlier. It's pesto.
Oh, it's pesto.
It's pesto, yeah.
Pesto's good. We like pesto here. I would say B.
I'm cool with a B. I'm cool with a B. B, because pesto tastes good. Pesto has a good flavor. I really like pesto. But it's really, I mean, it's pasta, pizza. Right?
And some chicken whenever you chicken
pesto.
It doesn't go well with beef.
It's really good.
It goes with chicken, so
you're right. I like pesto. I shouldn't be judging these off of how many things you could use it on or the variety of stuff, but
yeah.
Just the taste, right? But yeah, it's really good. I like pesto. I like pesto. Okay. Moving on here, Danny, to a problematic maybe one is ranch.
No, Jason, this is S tier. Right, how problematic? Let me tell you about this. Yes, Jason. A 30-year-old me just arrived to the land of the workers free. All right, Oregon. And then my mom had a full fridge full of stuff. All right. And then one of the things I grabbed was like, she's like, try it out on your chicken tenders. And I'm like, put in the Hidden Valley ranch and the chicken tenders, and I'm like tasting that ranch, because let me tell you this, ranch doesn't exist around the world. Some fucking reason it does not exist in Guatemala. It does not exist. All right,
well, it's not for some reason, Dan,
Japan,
it's unhealthy.
Okay, well, so, still, all right, okay. It does not exist. All right, and I'm eating that Hidden Valley ranch and putting it in my mouth, the white sweetness, the white, you know, fattiness of that condiment. Fell in love, man. Fell in love with ranch. Ranch. There's multiple places I had tried ranch. One of the best places is closed down, sadly. But ranch is always going to be my main condiment to dip everything that I need to dip in. So that's an S tier for me.
Then he says the amount of ranch Danny's family gets when we go out to eat, they might as well bring the bottle.
This is our family, Jason. You had no idea. The Oregon's family.
It must be a Monteroso thing, dude, because my cousin, when he gets pizza, I'm not going to put him on blast. No, I'm not going to put him on blast. I'm not going to do that. No, because it's disgusting, mainly.
You already mentioned him, so yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you S out of respect for you, Danny. It's more of an A for me. I like ranch. Wingstop Ranch is top tier ranch.
It's pretty good ranch.
But
Sally, there is no blue cheese.
There's blue cheese on here. Blue cheese is shit, though. We're moving on here to relish. Ugh.
Relish, I see.
That's like F.
That's fine for you for D. I'm fine with D. It's not like I hate it. I can eat it. It's not, we have but it's not like we hate it. We don't hate it. You don't like pickles?
I don't like pickles. I don't like pickles. The only pickles I like are the... It's so funny, Danny, because I don't think I'm a picky eater. I really don't think I am. Like, I'll eat...
I don't eat pork. I don't want ribs. I don't want ribs.
I have tried almost anything that's in front of me. Right? Like, I'll try it.
You have tried it.
It's not like if I'm picky or I'm like, oh no, I don't want to eat that. It's just that I know my palate. My palate is my palate. I don't like vinegary things. That's pretty much it. I don't like mustard. A lot of things are very vinegary. I could take some. I could take some vinegar. Like I there's certain things that I will. It's mainly like Asian vinegar that I usually am more fond of.
So you don't like salt and vinegar chips?
I'll eat those. Those I don't mind. I don't mind. But like, I don't know. I also don't like the dill in pickles. I don't like those type of pickles.
I love those.
Monty's Burgers has pickles that I like.
Okay. I don't know what Monty's Burgers is, but okay, I'm down.
Great vegan burger place. Really good. It's like they're in and out.
That sounds pretty good, actually. Not gonna lie. That's really good. I've been wanting to find a good. Let me do one. I know, but a turkey burger. I love. Jason, let me tell you. I love turkey burgers. The only place that only serve turkey burgers is Burgerville.
I don't know if Burgerville.
But the problem with Burgerville, though, the turkey burger patties are so small and they're so expensive. It's not like I need a big burger. It's just like so expensive. I was like. But I do love a good turkey burger. If you know a place over there, you know, turkey burger. Okay. Well, yeah,
so sorry. Sorry, I really don't.
Oh, well, then you said about the ranch. Yeah, let me tell you this. Whenever we go eat, you better bring the whole bucket of ranch.
Gee whiz.
I bring the whole bucket. I remember the day we went to that restaurant, the burger place. Remember we went? Tilt?
Yeah.
And then one time we all went with my cousin with Haiti and everything. We got like so much little cups of ranch. And that shit was gone, Jason. Let me tell you that. That shit was gone.
Wow. You're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, relish is trash. Relish is trash.
We're talking about.
I don't think I'm picky. I'm not picky. It's just. Okay. Salsa, remember everybody, salsa is also represented. Sorry. Tostitos represents Tapatio, Cholula, Valentina, all these Mexican stuff.
So we're not counting the homemade, right? Because I mean that's already homemade territory. Because if it was homemade salsa, Jason, that's S tier, to be honest. I mean with the taco, you need to have salsa with the taco. A good salsa with a taco, it changes the taco, you know?
I hate, Danny? I hate that Tostitos is going to represent that because Tostitos is not that. But in our eyes, we have to ignore that, Danny, because you're right. A nice salsa roja on some tacos. I'm a salsa roja guy myself.
I'm a salsa verde.
Verde, really? I like salsa verde, but the rojas just, they have a little bit more kick. They have more
That's
kick.
That's what Denise likes to do. Denise likes the salsa roja
with kick me the kick. Down. I'm cool. If we are letting this be the salsas that we put on tacos and not the tapatios, we can have that conversation another time. That's cool with me. You know, honestly, like tapatios and cholula and all of that, that would have gone S tier for me as well.
Yeah.
Okay. We
went to this.
Thank you. Hey! Oh! Too far. Oh.
We went to Mexican restaurant in Portland. Owned by
Oscar De La Hoya.
The tacos look. It's called the taco place. It's called Los Puñales.
Oh,
it's owned by a gay.
It's owned by a gay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what's called Los Puñales. Anyways, the salsa there, Jason.
Yeah,
it was really good. And by the way, they had a lot of vegan options. They had like vegan tacos and
Thanks
stuff
for
like
taking
that.
Us.
We just found out, like, not to, like, literally on Thursday.
Typical.
We found out about it. Anyway, that one was really cool. And the salsa, the salsa roja was really spicy. One of the salsa roja was spicy and it was so good, and apparently it was grandma's.
Processed salsa sucks, and he says, yeah, I agree. The grandma's recipe, that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty grandma's recipe. That was really good. You can ask Denise. She loved that.
I believe you. I believe you. Yeah. We agree, Denise. Processed salsas do suck. They're good for dipping chips, and that's about it. That's about it. Just so we could wet the chip a little bit and not have a dry-ass chip. But with this, remember, this Tostitos represents the Mexican salsas. That's what we chose to do this time around because we want to give them some representation in our ranking here.
You know what also sucks, Jason? Whenever you go to a party and they always have the Tostitos. The Tostitos ranch. People love the Tostito.
Not even that, Denise says.
The Tostitos, what's it called? The dip. You know, dips that they have because they have like the queso.
Yeah.
And they have the salsa. Mm-hmm. It's like sometimes you are forced to kind of like, because they only have like, I don't know. Sometimes you are forced to eat kind of the Tostitos, man. We used to get those.
It sounds like you feel bad putting people on blast right now. You look like you don't want to put anyone on blast, but you want to at the same time. You can text me afterwards. You can text me afterwards who you want to talk to.
I just say in general.
Let's move on here to soy sauce.
Oh, Jason, go first because I already know my thoughts on this one.
I like soy sauce, Danny. I don't like it more than what we have at B. Soy sauce is a B tier for me. Soy sauce is a B. White people love soy sauce, by the way. I remember working and they'd get their sushi or they just get white rice and they just fucking pound some soy sauce on there. It's crazy how much white people like soy sauce.
But Jason, keep this in mind. Soy sauce goes into a lot of Asian food cuisine. Mm-hmm. And without it, it's not Asian cuisine. Mm-hmm.
What are you saying, Danny?
This is S here, Jason.
S. You're too generous, Danny. You're too generous. Look how many S tiers we have. S tier is like unmatched. It's unbeatable.
That's soy sauce. Ask Denise how much soy sauce I use on my food. For me, that's S tier. I will look. The lowest I go is A tier. Soy sauce is what I use to make something. You know, quick meal. You know, I don't use a lot of it. I use the the low sodium one, of course, because it's not good for you.
A lot of sodium in that sucker.
It's literally salt. It's
a lot of salt sodium.
So
I'll put it in A, Danny. I'll put it in A. I'll compromise with an A. I would have kept fighting for a B, but you mix the soy sauce with other things.
Yeah, but I need
the soy sauce. That's a good point.
But I do use the soy sauce.
Let's move on here, Danny. Let's not fight too much about soy sauce because we're running out of time here. We've already fought about
we're good.
Are you just rating it on its own? Who knows how we do these things, Denise? We don't have rules for this. I've been heavily criticized for the way I do these rankings. We do these rankings, and you know what? You know what I mean, Danny?
Yeah, let's go.
A1 steak sauce. Overrated C. Cool.
C. C.
I never really even liked it when I ate steaks. Like, that's not what I wanted to put on my steak.
It's a little vinegar, and you don't like that much vinegar.
Well, honestly, it's not even the vinegar. It's not even that part. I just didn't think it was the best pairing. Give me a nice chimichurri.
Nice chimichurri. Jason, do you know any Argentinian places that we can go next time? Some, like, churrascos and...
I don't.
I know, you can look for
them, I know there was... for sure. You know LA has everything. OC probably does. I know there was a place where my brother would get empanadas. This Argentine place in Orange County where they would get empanadas. Actually, I've gone to some there too. I bought my yerba mate there once. It's just good.
Oh, okay.
Moving on here to Miracle Whip. Wait a minute. That's not Miracle Whip.
Is
Miracle
Whip? I don't even know. Is that
what is this?
Mayo? I think it's just mayo from a different one. Isn't it?
What is that?
There's two mayos.
Should I zoom in? Oh, it's tartar sauce.
Oh, tartar sauce. That's a C. That's a C or D. That's a D or C. I don't have tartar sauce all the time. I mean, I like it if I ever, the rare super times I eat a fish, you know, like a fried fish.
Would you say D or C?
D or C, buddy. It's your choice.
I'll go with a C. Because I like dipping my Fried fish, you know, fried shrimp, something like that in there. I miss it. Why is the white people salsa on S tier? That's a great point, Diana. As if you would have joined us earlier, you would have heard us say Tostitos represents Mexican salsas in this case. We do not, the brands on this list do not represent our feelings towards them.
We do not like Tostitos.
Tostitos. We are all on the same page. Tostitos, no bueno. No. Tostitos salsas, chips, whatever. But it represents, because we need to put Mexican salsas on there. All right. All this vinegary shit.
I like to put, when I go to Five Guys, sometimes I like to put the the vinegar on my chips, on my french fries. Sometimes. No time, because I eat it with the knees. But if I could, I would just dip it in my vinegar. I like the vinegar.
You know, it's really contradictory. Contradiction cuts a real contradictory of me, Denny. Sometimes I do like to sprinkle some vinegar, like on a salad. And this one time, Diana and I, a long time ago, we got some Subway. I don't know if you remember this. We got some Subway, and she got it the style that she usually gets it, which was with some, you're going to have to correct me. I think it was like salt and vinegar, like it's the
red wine vinegar.
And I was like, okay, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I think what I'm trying to say is vinegar is not too bad. It's just sometimes it's too much.
Okay, then I'll put it on C. It's not like, you know, same as ketchup, same as mustard.
You know what? I'm cool with C, Danny, because you need a lot of these vinegars to get flavors into sauces. Like how many, you and I both worked in the kitchen. How many times did you get a recipe that just needed some either red balsamic red wine vinegar, balsamic vinegar, some vinaigrettes, is all sorts, or even the apple wine vinegar. And think about what vinegar also does, Danny. You pour some down the drain with some baking soda, it clears up your drains. You're right. B? It cleans your drains.
Okay, B.
Okay. Miracle Whip is trash. This is one time my parents got Miracle Whip when I was a kid instead of mayo.
It's not a miracle at all. There's no miracle in there.
Because they made it represent homemade sauce. Oh, thank you. Denise is answering. Thank you. I'm zooming in. Worcestershire sauce.
Denise is calling us out. She says... She's just calling us out.
Represents the Packers. No, everything else represents... everything else does not represent the Packers. I don't... The brands, we're ignoring the brands.
We really are ignoring the brands, yeah.
It doesn't have to be Hidden Valley Ranch. We could Wingstop Ranch, any type of ranch. Just that dressing or condiment in general. Worcestershire sauce, Danny. What do you think about Worcestershire sauce?
Ooh, I love Worcestershire sauce. I'll put it at B.
B?
I'll put it like B. B. Actually, you know what? I don't have it just by itself, though. So, C or D. Yeah, C, D. I still like it on food. You know what? Maybe like a D. Or C or D. I just don't have it by itself. I just realized it. I always use it for cooking.
Yeah. It's really just something to mix in. It's like just a supplement to make a better dressing or better condiment.
Have you seen how it's made?
No, I
haven't. It's pretty crazy.
Anchovies?
It takes a long, but like with a lot of fish and like for like almost, I don't know how long, like years.
Wow.
Years to make Worcestershire sauce. British people, you know? Blue cheese. That's a blue cheese bottle. I know the blue cheese. That's an A tier for me, baby. That's A tier.
I'm going to fight you on the most, Danny. Blue cheese is trash. It's fucking spoiled cheese.
No, Jason, are you kidding me?
Spoiled, rotten cheese.
Oh my god, blue cheese is so fucking good. Whoever invented blue cheese, my props to you, Gotti. My props to you. Oh man, the reason why I don't have it as much because it's a little more dense than ranch. So you know, I still order blue cheese all the time, as many times as I can.
Denise. Fact check, please. We're gonna turn over to
she can tell you. She can tell her every time I always tell her, hey, do you want to try blue cheese? She's like, yeah.
We're gonna put it up to a vote. For blue cheese will either be C or A. I vote for C. The producers and the audience will then vote just put an A or C where you want to see it. Then he says he does.
Oh,
responding to, oh, then you eat blue cheese.
I'm telling you, I literally love blue cheese.
Is that ginger at the end of this? Ginger's good. I hate it. It should be F.
No.
Yes.
Diana hasn't said anything.
She will chime in very shortly here. And she will be the deciding factor because I'm down to put a fucking F, that piece of shit fucking dressing. Sorry, we've got to. Let's move on while we wait for this. Chocolate syrup. It's an A tier.
Oh, A-tier, that's an A tier, baby. Yesterday we went to get some frozen yogurt.
Blue cheese, Diana. Blue cheese.
Blue cheese. We went to get some frozen yogurt, and they have. I'm like, why we don't get this? The chocolate syrup, but the one that it hardens when it's cold.
Oh, so yeah. The one they put on like the ice cream cones.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's a good one. So, that's A tier. I mean, yeah, A tier, right?
A tier, yeah. I agree. Chocolate syrup is okay. Really good. I saw some, where I work, we had some Russian students coming in. They were getting some coffee. And they were putting chocolate syrup in their coffee. And I was like, interesting. Mm-hmm. And then one of my coworkers is like, yeah, it's just a mocha. I was like, oh, it is just a mocha coffee.
Oh, my God. Jesus
Christ. Right? I was on the same boat as you. I was like, I got to try that.
Oh, my God. No wonder sometimes they have, like, Mexican mocha. Because it's just the Mexican chocolate. Abuelita. With the fucking coffee.
Ay, ay, ay. La pinche abuelita.
And then they put a little bit of cinnamon. Oh, that's pretty good.
Café de olla, so good, Danny. When we were coming back from Cabo, we stopped by a place just like on the street that had, I've never had blue cheese dressing in my life. So that's F. Oh, that basically means F. Goodness. That's okay, Diana. You don't have to hide. That's an F. Diana, what's that? Where we passed by in Cabo when we were leaving, what did we go get? We went to go get something specific that I can't remember. It's a Mexican, like, or something like that. Anyways, I had a café de olla. So good, Danny. It was raining a little bit.
That sounded like amazing. Yeah, it was perfect. That sounded amazing.
Blue cheese F. What is this?
Blue cheese is not F.
What is that? Horseradish?
That's an F right there.
I'll respect you a little bit with a D. I'll respect you a little bit with putting a D.
Well, horseradish, that's an S. I mean, F. Sorry.
I'm going to zoom in here. It is horseradish.
F. That's F. Horseradish? Who likes?
No, I don't like horseradish. I don't like horseradish. I don't understand it. Like, what are you trying to be? Spicy or tangy or savory? I don't know what you want to be.
Nobody knows.
Hot chili oil.
Missing now. Ah, that's a. Oh. Hello, Jason.
Ew.
We go to. I just. Because we like to go to dumplings. You know, we like dumplings. And let me tell you, chili oil and those dumpling places is not hot enough. It's not hot enough at all. Which they need to fix that shit. Because I know Chinese people can make it really hot.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what was happening there, Denise. Something was going on with Danny. Something was going on.
That's an A tier for me, Jason. That's an A tier.
I'm down.
Sure.
That's borderline S tier for me, if I'm being honest.
I know it's borderline.
Some chili oil is just like, there's this place that we go, this Thai restaurant in Orange County that is, I've only been like 2-3 times now. I've taken Diana now, and it's just, they have like these little sides like with spices, and then they have oils. They have a vinegary oil that's like a chili vinegar. It's really good. And then they have
Thanks for taking us, Jason.
You know why you didn't. You know why.
That's true. Okay. Well, next time, like we said.
Exactly. You don't have to say anymore. Yeah. Moving on here to the last option that we have in our great tiers, perfect tiers. Let me read off some of these before we rank the last one and tier the last one. On S tier, barbecue, mayo, ranch,
Mexican
salsas, ginger. Ginger is not on the S tier. I was just reading that for Danny. A tier, syrup, soy sauce, chocolate syrup, chili oil.
That's pretty good.
B tier, buffalo sauce, pizza / tomato sauce, pesto, and an assortment of vinegars. C tier, ketchup, mustard, steak sauce. What was that? Tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce.
D tier. Relish, Worcestershire sauce, blue cheese, and F tier.
I disagree with the blue cheese. I disagree. It should be A tier.
The chat had it, Danny. The chat had it.
What, Denise?
And Diana.
Diana says he never tried it before.
As I read here, oh, guys, I hate blue cheese. Never going to try it again in my life.
This is the same thing that Deppo did to poor...
Damn, spoilers, dude.
I didn't say that whole
thing. It's only been a week. People haven't had the chance. Ketchup is under soy sauce. You're welcome. Ginger, Danny. Ginger, I don't think, is a condiment. Wait. That is not a D.
Ginger, that's a condiment. The only way we eat it is when we have some bento box or some sushi.
Danny, think about what you just said. How many times have you put ginger in some sort of sauce, in some sort of meal? Ginger.
Oh, if you're talking ginger like that, yeah, but I'm looking at the pink version. Like the. My bad, Jason. I apologized.
Pickled ginger. I think it's actually kind of strange that they.
Yeah, it's have kind of this strange.
On...
Okay. If it's ginger in general, then that's a B. I love ginger. Anything that has ginger in food.
I just don't know if it's a condiment.
I mean, you know what? Let's just skip it out then. Don't worry about it.
B?
Just don't worry about it.
As a condiment. Then he says,
ketchup is under soy sauce.
Yes, rightfully so.
Ace palm. That's Jason. That's not me.
It was an agreement.
Well, we had to because you put him literally a D. You said D, and I said B.
D might have been too harsh, if I'm being honest. Yeah. D might have been a little too harsh. Like, it's not that bad. It's not like relish or Worcestershire sauce or blue cheese bad.
Yeah, and there's color sauce now. There's purple ketchup.
But that's been around. Remember the green ketchup? Crazy times. And he says pickled ginger is pretty good. Pickled ginger is pretty good. It's just weird for condiments. I guess that's just not what I picture when I picture a condiment.
Me neither. I don't picture that.
Ginger's really good. I really like ginger, though. And that should do it. I put it there, B, Danny, but it's just floating. It's a floater. It's a floater, if you know what I mean.
You want to repeat the ranks again?
I just said them, but I could read them out again. S tier, barbecue, mayo, ranch, Mexican salsas. A tier, syrup, soy sauce, chocolate syrup, chili oil. B tier.
Blue cheese.
No, just chili oil. That's the end of it. B tier, buffalo sauce, pizza / tomato sauce, pesto, an assortment of vinegar, ginger. C tier, ketchup, mustard, steak sauce, tartar sauce. D tier, relish, Worcestershire sauce, blue cheese. F tier, Miracle Whip and horseradish.
Miracle
Whip. Remember that one line from Kanye West? My Benz is mayo colored. I drive Miracle Whips. Something like
that. Good. That's a good line.
He was a clever writer. Clever boy. Okay. Clever boy. You know, problematic. And we all get that. But, you know, clever boy.
We all get problematic. Okay.
We all understand what Kanye West is at in life. That concludes our condiment rankings. I have fun doing these with you, Danny.
This is fun. This is, and then you know what, Jason?
What?
Like I said, there's sometimes you're like, did I put that low? But I haven't really thought of it of so many other things besides the salsa verde chips.
I don't even remember where we put it.
We put it really low, Jason.
There's no way we put it that low. Salsa verde chips are good.
Putting like a C or D or something like that.
No. That's a B. That's a B chip.
That's a B chip, but I don't think we put it on B. Oh, maybe we did. I don't remember.
Wow, did we put it that low?
I don't know, but I know.
Well, anyways, we're going long on the tooth if that's how that phrase works. I don't know how that phrase works. But that concludes our tiers of condiment. Ranking condiment tiers. Whatever. It's been a long morning, Danny. It's been a long day.
Hey, long day already. It's been great
having you. Don't forget, everybody. Join us live if you're listening to this on podcast. Join us live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, where you can like, subscribe, and hit the notification button so you could get notified every time we go live. So you could join us live in the chat like Denise and Diana do. And Elite 503, who was there in the very beginning and then left us randomly. He just never responded again.
After he just left.
Wasn't there. He might have been upset that Tapatio wasn't on that list, but that was enough up to us. That's up to the tier-making gods that we abide to.
And the website.
If you... That's what I meant. If you are on any podcasts... Wait.
Yeah. I think you already... You said that.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. That's been Danny. I've been Danny. That's been Jason.
This has been Danny.
Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan
and Jerrines.